he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for possession of a burying place amongst you. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me, but give me the damsel to wife. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was 5 times so much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots, and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. And it shall come to pass that on the 6th day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And it came to pass that on the 6th day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a plague. And the priest shall look upon him the 7th day. And if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the plague of leprosy. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, and if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take 1 lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And he said, Thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people, and with a strong hand. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. But your wives, and your little ones, and your cattle, for I know that ye have much cattle, shall abide in your cities which I have given you. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And he spake unto them, saying, Return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And if any man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? Or had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. The Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it to thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace. And the Lord be with thee, as he hath been with my father. And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more, then, if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth? And from Betha, and from Berothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took exceeding much brass. But Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son which came forth of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him, and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom! My son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Whereupon the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? And Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which is evil in the sight of the Lord. From Tibhath and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when Toyu, a king from off his head, and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that sowed cedar trees in abundance, for the Zidonians and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. And we will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as thou shalt need. And we will bring it to thee in floats by sea to Joppa, and thou shalt carry it up to Jerusalem. Will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil, it was so much. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought unto the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest, and took it, and carried it to his place again. Thus they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah from Samaria even unto Beth-horon, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine-dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. He built the high gate of the house of the Lord, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them. And the children of Ammon gave him the same year, 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon pay unto him, both the second year and the third. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000, women, sons, and daughters, and took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Now therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter, neither yet believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand? And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for seals, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. and he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem, to 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. And Judah said, The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us, because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much elder than thy father. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? How much less man that is a worm, and the son of man which is a worm? If I rejoice because my wealth was great, and because mine hand had gotten much, how much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor? For they all are the work of his hands. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the fluttering of her lips she forced him. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Hell and destruction are before the Lord, how much more then the hearts of the children of men? How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less to lying lips a prince. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse! How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices! And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses and a chariot of camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. For though thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Even all the Jews returned out of all places whither they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much. For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast? Behold, when it was whole, it was meet for no work. How much less shall it be meet yet for any work when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? But he rebelled against him in sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and much people. Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that doeth such things? Or shall he break the covenant and be delivered? Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. Thus saith the Lord God, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It containeth much. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and much people. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. And before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? She is empty and void and waste. And the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when he brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? It is not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like us, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking cloth the grass of the field which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, self, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things will he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore. How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And he besought him much, that he would not send them away out of the country. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And Jesus answering them said, Have ye not read so much as this what David did, when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him? And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. And it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And when much people were gathered together, and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. He called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my lord? Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and write 80. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, 2 men stood by them in shining garments. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. On the next day much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. It found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. He said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be made dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. What if God, willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and wert graft contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be graft into their own olive tree? If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Know ye not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints, As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God,